Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host, Ruth, with the lovely necklace, is busy right now. 22. Ruth 22. That's going to be it from now on. Ruth 22. We've had really a great show today with the Art Heals, the last segment, and the Healing Headbands Project, to Steve, who was talking with nutrition, and then our first guest, who was Gail, getting people to date. So now you're going on a date, and you're going to be thin, and you got a headband. What a day.
That's right.
What a day.
What else do you need?
But now we have, which is the important Christina Lou show, which gives everybody in the town of North Hempstead a glimpse into what happens, all the stuff that's going on in the town, and all the important places to be. So, and she's still rested from her 2 week ago vacation, which is important. I'm sure like another week she wants to go on vacation.
Yeah, I think I'm already ready.
That's besides the point.
You just got back.
Yeah, I got back last week. I don't know. But since I got back, it's been very busy, so I can't even remember when I got back. Maybe it's been a week ago. But yes, what a quite the jam-packed show it is. I really, I think we certainly got a lot of information. You both did a fabulous job, as always.
It was fun. It was really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is amazing. You know, the headband.
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to remind people that the fundraiser is Wednesday, May 7th.
It's Tuesday, May 7th.
Oh, okay, the flyer's wrong.
I know.
It says Wednesday, May 7th.
Okay, Tuesday, May 7th, and that's at 6:30 to 10 o'clock. And that's, I really recommend everyone checks it out. That's over here at the Tilly Center, which is it's definitely worth checking out. It should be a wonderful, wonderful event.
Any of these fundraisers you go to, you're going for the organization. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're not going, I don't know what they're serving. If there is, it makes a difference. I don't really care. You're going to support the cause.
Absolutely, nothing yeah. There'll be a bunch of guest speakers, music, dance. So it's definitely going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. So check that out.
And also we have, which I said I would announce for him, excuse me, Steve, who was here. Steve is doing a nutrition program at the Westbury Senior Center. Actually, at noon on Monday. And Steve's number, if you want to call him, is 800-741-6638. So his number is 1-800-741-6638, and he will be at the Westbury Senior Center, or you can just call him and give him a question, tell him you heard him on the radio, and whatever questions you have.
Absolutely. So that's definitely great. And I also want to remind people that coming up, because I can't believe we're already getting into May, the Monday, May 6th is going to be the Scam Alert presentation, which we really, really want to encourage people to check out. It's the town of North Hempstead is partnering with the Nassau County Police Department and County Executive Laura Curran. And it's really going to be great. They've been doing all these presentations all over, just giving people information and different tips and different scams that have been coming up. So it'll you'll walk away with some good...
When is that?
That is Monday, May 6th at 10 a.m. over at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. So definitely, I really recommend people check this out, because we always say it's certainly important to educate yourself and know what's out there and going on. So you can call 311 or 869-6311 to register for any of that information as well. Really, I mean, we're right.
311 is a wonderful
That's
number.
Right. It's a perfect tool. Absolutely. So it's, and if you have any questions about anything, when in doubt, call 311 and we can get you connected to where you need to be.
And that's for anybody even with the program today.
Absolutely.
Program. You said 3 weeks ago I heard somebody, those people at 311 know it, and they say, oh, let me look it up for you, that phone number, and here we go.
And what's also great, too, is, you know, especially, you know, Project Independence, we have such a relationship with 311 that anytime, you know, we create a program, we make sure we send it over to them. So you could even call 311 and say, you know, I want to know if there's anything going on this week or, you know, whatever it might be. And they have all that information, which is certainly important. A great program. It is the 10th, which I cannot believe it's the 10th already. The Asian American Festival is going to be on Saturday, May 18th. From 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., that's over at North Hempstead Beach Park. There's cultural performances, a lively market, there's with arts and crafts shopping, and all different kinds of cuisine will be there, too. The parking fee is $10. We're back. You know, it's the season. This is what we always laugh at. The parking fee is $10 for cash and $7 for credit card. You heard it correctly. It is more money
it's
for
the
cash.
The opposite way than you
expect. We always laugh because we kept thinking we were promoting it wrong, you know, years ago. But they're doing this because they really want to encourage people not to be, you know, giving cash over because it gets, you know, a little trickier. So $7 credit card.
And that's always, actually, if I'm not mistaken, last year's was rained out.
Yes, it was. Right? Okay. That's very
good. It's a great event.
It really, really is. It's really fun. You get to try different things. It's like running around like Epcot or something. You know, it's really a wonderful event, and a lot of hard work goes into that. So check that out. That's May 18th over at North Hempstead Beach Park. There's also a great new initiative the town is doing. It's free veterans and military parking passes. And this is going to be for the Memorial Day fireworks. And you can get it through different town facilities until May 23rd during normal business hours. You need to show your government-issued VA card. That's all you need. Okay. If you're a vet, if you have your VA card, you can go and show that and get your free parking pass.
And there's so much stuff that goes on during the summer that it makes sense. I mean, it's $7 or $10. But even there, isn't there a deal, like you can buy a monthly?
So if you're going, you know, if you're attending a bunch of different things or you're planning on it, you're able to get, you know, kind of a pass.
Yeah, because it's $10 on a Saturday if you just want to go to the beach, which is fine. And if you're going once for the whole season, but if you're going to go five or six times, I think.
Yes. They do have a deal. And I also want to remind people that Fun Day Monday, when that kicks off in July, it's at North Hempstead Beach Park, but you don't need to pay any kind of fee for that. It's totally free. So that we just always want to remind people. So if you're a senior and you want to go to Fun Day Monday, it's completely free, no parking charge. But I think this is a really great thing. You know, the town's really been doing wonderful things for veterans, and it's been coming out of the Veterans Advisory Committee, all these great ideas and programs. I mean, the mobile unit is over at Martin Park, and it's just such a wonderful service for the veterans and just trying to give back. So definitely take advantage of this and get your free pass. It's so easy to do. You can get it at Clinton G. Martin Park, which is in New Hyde Park. You can get it at the town clerk's office in Manhasset, the Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury, or Michael J. Tully Park, which is also in New Hyde Park.
I go with Clinton G. Martin because it's easy to park.
Honestly, and I'm there. Listen, you come in, pop in and say hi. Yeah.
You walk in, you walk out, and that's any day of the week?
During normal business hours. Okay, so I definitely think that's really, really wonderful. And then once you get that, you can head over to the Memorial Day fireworks, which is Saturday, May 25th.
And you probably should get to the beach this weekend if you want a good spot, we encourage you to
attend early there because the program starts at 6 p.m. Yeah. The fireworks come on around 9:15, but you know you're really better off getting there early.
I went twice.
Yeah, it's a great event. Like once you get there, I mean, it's really there's a lot going on there. And there's a lot of tributes and music. So
It's Saturday.
Saturday, May 25th.
The weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. So definitely, it's nice for the whole family. I always encourage it's a nice family activity to check out. So that is also coming up. And then Spring Fest, it's all the May events. We're really popping in North Hempstead.
This is radio, but everything's coming out here in color. I see
right.
this as, you
know. I know. Yeah, these are really upgraded, the communications department. Saturday, May 4th. Is Spring Fest, which is over at Clark Botanic Garden, which is also from 12 to 5. This event is going to have Animal Adventures with Nature Nick, which is great for the kids, love it. The Little Art Studio, Mad Science will be doing different activities. The National Circus Project, there'll be music there, walking tours because it's the 50th anniversary of Clark Botanic Garden. So they're doing all these different things. So they're actually going to provide walking tours. It's really, really a fun-filled day.
What day is this?
So this is on Saturday, May 4th.
May 4th.
Yeah, so we have you really booked. We could have you booked every weekend in the town of North Hempstead with all these different events. So you can call 311 to register for the walking tours if you're interested because they're asking for registrations. But Clark Botanic Garden, I mean, I can't say enough wonderful things about it. I really encourage people to go. It's a great day. There's ample parking there, too, and it's just it's a nice thing to celebrate spring and to kick it off. And there'll be all the beautiful flowers will be in bloom.
This is what we were going back to a few minutes ago when we said there's so much in North Hempstead.
There
you
is
don't. I mean, you can
tremendous.
Just any Saturday that comes along.
Yeah, I mean, look at it right just
there's
here.
Something you could do.
I know because when they were saying this all to me, I was like, wow. I was like, we're really packing them all in. But I just think it's certainly wonderful, and you should absolutely check that out. Of course, Project Independence itself has all kinds of wonderful programs coming up, and which is the favorite of everyone.
Just a question. Yes. All the programs going on now, though, the ones you sign up for, they come to an end, but they don't go on during the summer, right?
You mean like the groups?
The groups. The
support, so it depends. So okay. Yeah, so they kind of, some groups opt to, like the caregiver support group doesn't stop. You know, certain groups, the senior talk group, I think, like takes a little hiatus.
Okay.
But it really depends on, you know, the group itself. Everything's kind of different because some groups want to just keep on powering through
a
meeting.
Okay.
So we can give you specifics on that. But the fabulous technology for the Terrified program mm-hmm. is coming up on Wednesday, May 1st.
May 1st.
Yes. This is this theme is called Meet Siri, Alexa, and Google Home. So it'll be really focused on all these new intelligent assistants and how they can kind of help you with different things.
And this is where?
This is at Clinton G. Martin Park at 2:30 p.m. You really have to call because, like I said, registration fills up very fast for these programs, which is wonderful.
Technology for the Terrified.
For the Terrified, yeah. It might be this one. They might only have a couple of spots left. In June they do one, so every month we're kind of trying to do different ones. But it was just featured in Newsday a couple of weeks ago, so calls have been certainly pouring in for Technology for the Terrified, which we love because we're encouraging people to get connected and to kind of not be terrified of technology
right,
and really
right.
embrace it because it can certainly, especially for seniors who are home
alone.
It's
here to stay.
That's right. And if you
right,
want to stay,
it's here to stay.
That's right. And if you want to stay connected to different people, especially when you're, you know, we really encourage people who are home alone, you know, to do that because it opens your world and you're able to stay in contact with different things. So, oh, wow.
Actually, we're going to take a break because we're ready mm-hmm. for it now. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back with the Christina Luce Show.